So the Secretary of Guinea and Culture dictating an industrial report on Mary Sembudial, date of birth 8/9/1948, date of procedure January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulturgio. Referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Lim. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, constipation, comma, dyspepsia, comma, weight loss, comma, dysphagia, comma, cirrhosis. Description of procedure. Informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as the malignancy, we're all explaining to the patient, period, the patient's breath, the mask, we place in left lateral position, period, comma, sedated, pre-anesthesia, service with monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus videogastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and in advance under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. Retroflex views the pain of the cardia, period. Aerosuction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. Patient was in turnaround in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or cecal valve complex with cold, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination made of cecum, ileum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex view is the pain of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bowel Prep score 7,2-3-2, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy and neckline, there was an unremarkable proximal mid esophagus, some biopsies or pain to rule out EOE given dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was regular at 32 centimeters from the biflock. Next line, there was questionable small/early esophageal varices. There was a small/early esophageal varix noted at the distal esophagus. Some of this flattened out with insufflation. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body together for histology. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal erythema, particularly in the bulb. Comma, biopsies were obtained for histology. Comma, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of a hiatal hernia. However, this was not seen on forward-facing view. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was approximately 8 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 cecal polyps noted. Comma, one was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was sessile, period. The next was diminutive in size, sessile, and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 5 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 5 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that was non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of external skin tags. Next line, plan. Number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years given the size and number of polyps. Pending path and discussion with patient, PCP, and the health status, as well as the GI physician. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 1 year given active disease of cirrhosis and unknown etiology, comma, earlier if decomposition occurs. Next line, Thank you.